Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And Chris, today we have a topic that all of us have likely struggled with at some point in time or another: forgiveness.
Yes, Brandon, I think a lot of times we know as Christians we're supposed to obviously be very forgiving and we're instructed to do that, but I don't think we really give it enough thought in terms of what it takes at times. And of course, each situation is very unique. There's no two situations that require forgiveness that look exactly the same. So it really is something that requires more addressing.
Today, we're going to break it up into two parts. Let's start with individual forgiveness. How do we truly forgive someone in a person-to-person setting?
It takes some serious thought and examination. And when something happens to us, or somebody offends us, or something even worse than that, and we know we need to forgive another person, it really takes some time for us to sit down and just really give some serious thought, maybe write things out and analyze things on the paper to understand what forgiveness will look like in that particular situation. Because it's not easy. Our pride gets in the way, and the pain that we may experience in difficult interpersonal situations can really make forgiveness a very difficult task. So it takes some time to really, sometimes you need to let some wounds heal a little bit before you can really take the time to understand what forgiveness is going to look like. Because just like if you get injured, you can't very well get back on the ball field until you've got some healing time. So sometimes maybe taking a little time to just understand what happened and process through before you can really be in the right frame of mind to understand what it's going to take to forgive a person is what you need to do.
Now let's focus on arguably the messier one, and that one being a group or church setting. And of course, as Christians, we're all striving to be like Christ, but we're also still humans at the end of the day. And some of the worst hurts and pains can happen within the church itself. So what should we do to show forgiveness in that situation?
Oh, that is so true, Brandon. And it is difficult. And like you said, it's messy because of the fact that we play different roles in our churches. When we get involved in our church, we have different roles. And a lot of times, we have developed strong friendships with the very people that we're involved in our church. And for example, if you're an overseer or if you're a leader in some capacity in the church, you may also have within your own social circle or small group those same people. So when situations arise where they can be very hurtful or messy, then it really starts to get difficult, because when we have these dual relationships, it becomes really hard to separate ourselves out of the personal level and just focus on the organizational level. Same thing can happen in other workplaces too. However, I think in other secular workplaces, there is more of a buffer that's automatically built in, because we don't automatically or not as easily form our personal social levels of relationship necessarily with our coworkers. I'm not saying that we don't, but it's not quite as easy as it is in a church setting to form those relationships. So forgiveness in church settings for a person might look a little different, because a person might have to be dealt with it at the organizational level and not just at the personal level. But in both of these settings, I would definitely say one good way to look and see if whether or not we have forgiven a person is to kind of flip it around and say, if I did not forgive a person who has offended me or otherwise hurt me in some way or sinned against me, if I did not forgive that person, how would my actions look differently than they do right now? So if I'm going to claim, okay, somebody did something against me, and they somehow offended me, or I have to forgive them, how do my actions look right now as compared to if I did not actually forgive them? And if we can't see any differences there, then we might want to stop and think, well, maybe I truly haven't forgiven this person. And that's where that examination of our actions, our thoughts, how we treat another individual needs to happen. Because, and I said this earlier, forgiveness is not always easy, particularly the more severe the offense or the sin that has happened. So definitely messy situation, something that requires us to really stop, think about it, put our pride away, and then ask God to reveal to us, to give us the wisdom in a situation so that we better know how to respond to people who have hurt us.
Once again, you've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.